Lift your hand. You have to be very, I'm very ticky in the spirit. And I like to follow the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost say do something, or you'll be out of place. So if you please people, you're going to be in trouble with the Holy Ghost. And I'm led at this moment to minister the word. We had a lot of announcements. We got babies to Christian. We had a lot of reports. We got about the magazine and all that. But right now, I believe the Spirit is leading me to take you places that you need to go. It's the most important thing. Being in the Spirit. Turn me up. I can't hear myself. Being in the Spirit is so important to get our answer. How many of y'all want to get your answer? And life is question itself. You didn't hear me. Life is question. Life is always questioning you. What are we going to do now? Are you fine? What are we going to do now? So in the spirit, not in the flesh. In the spirit, you can get your answer. What I said?
In the spirit, you can get my answer.
But most of the time, we're in the flesh. Now, the Bible says the spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. So, let me make this announcement. The flesh will not work here. Be seated, get your Bible. We're going to start out with three things. Turn to the 35th chapter of Isaiah. But I want to start out with three things to make sure we're on the same page. Humanism. Humanism is the first page I want to turn to this morning. Being humanized by flesh situation. Yes, you're a Christian, but you're still functioning as a human being. But you're more than a human being. You're a spiritual being when you accept Christ. And so you cannot function as a human being in your spiritual being. Three places. Humanism. You cannot hear God in the human. As a human, you will not hear whatever I say this morning. You're not going to hear it because you can't hear it as a human being. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Secondly, I want to deal with Hollywood. All this fictitious stuff, all this invention and all this modernized stuff. You will not hear God. The computer can't hear God. And so this modernized invention is blocking us from a place we got to be to walk in power, to walk in miracles, to walk in signs, to walk in wonders, to walk in the supernatural, in the right place, in the blessing God wants us to have. God wants all of his children blessed. You, his child, wave your hand. He wants you blessed. He wants you blessed. He don't want you in a mess. And the church been too long in the mess of the world long enough. We need to know we're different. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You need to know the power that's on the inside of you. You are a powerful being. You heard what I said, son? I'm a powerful being. I'm not just a human being. I'm a powerful being. But you can't act as a Christian. You can't be an actor. You can't be a Hollywood as a Christian. You can't just come to church and carry your Bible and act like you know God. So the Holy Ghost come to stop this humanism in the church, this flesh stuff, and it come to stop this Hollywood stuff. These superstars. Third page, and because of the first two, we don't think we're going to have the third page. And today, the Lord will bring us to the third page. Even when I say the word, you're going to shrink because it's been improperly taught. Holiness. Holiness is not an impossible word in your life. Holiness. We're not talking about so much your outward act, because if your inward intelligence begins, the outward act's gonna change. If you recognize who you are on the inside, your outside gonna change. Why? Because once you recognize who you are on the inside, the enemy will start respecting you. He'll start going around you looking for somebody who don't know who they are. He's looking for somebody who know holiness is not so much your merit, but it's a character has been put on the inside of you because of the greater one. I have to talk to you before I go to the text, because you're going to have to be with me. You've got to be in the spirit. Because there's a shifting and a drifting and a lifting about to take place in your life. I look at some of y'all, y'all ain't have no idea what I'm talking about. Y'all say, oh Lord, I just want to have church meeting. No. See, the holiness is a lifestyle that begin to reap all the benefits and the blessings and the breakthrough and the birthright that Father God had provided for you through Jesus Christ on the cross. But if you don't know you can walk on the highway or the way of holiness, if you don't know that you can be a separated person, if you let your flesh weakness give you your snapshot of who you really are, you messed up. Your greatness, your goodness, your grace is on the inside of you. Trying to come out. Trying to come out to take over the flesh. Take over them situations you're dealing with. Take over them ugliest family members you got. Trouble in your house. Children don't want to obey you. Grandchildren disrespect you. The greater one is on the inside of you. And he is the spirit of holiness, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of sanctification. You are not a regular person. You shouldn't live a regular life. Your life shouldn't be up and down. Authority, dominion, insight, revelation, anointing. How many Christians? All Christians, wave at me. I'm talking to everybody up in here. Every Christian. I think all of them. Wave your hand at me again. Christian, I'm talking to you. Do not try to function in the spirit out of your flesh. Get rid of all this Hollywood stuff out of your life. All these commercials, all this stuff they're trying to put on you. You need to be strong from the inside. Holiness means Jesus have your way. Holiness means Holy Spirit have your way. Holiness kill the flesh every day. I'm crucified with Christ. Every day, kill it. Kill the world every day. Look at, oh my goodness, the world need to be crucified in your life every day. Every commercial, every order, everything coming up. Die daily. I'm talking to you. All of your ugly ways are on the outside. Go on the inside and you won't be ugly no more. All your weaknesses, oh my God. All your problems. All your shortcomings. Everything you're missing is on the outside. Hell on the outside and heaven on the inside. If you're catching hell, that means you're on the outside. You're not using your anointing. You're not using your divine rights. You're outside with it. Leave it. Go on the inside and then come back out and talk with it. Tell the person next to you, you're strong on the inside. And holiness, when I begin to minister this morning, I don't want you bringing your faults up before me. I don't want you letting the enemy start talking about your shortcoming, about what you can't do. I don't want you to let him talk to you. Don't let him talk to you. He's not supposed to be in this church no way. We're not accepting him in yet this morning. But when I go talking about you, you got a right to walk on the streets of holiness. You got the right to overcome sin. You got the right to defeat every problem that come in your life because you're a child of God and Jesus already have won all your victories already. You got to stop living like a regular person and recognize you live by revelation. You live under the banner of redemption. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Somebody talking me in here. But it's in the spirit. When you know who you are, you don't have to pass no flesh test. When we read these scriptures, you know, the scriptures are going to preach themselves. I asked my wife some years ago, I was a man, I was all in age-wise, numerically. I was almost in my 60s. Everybody else had seen it, The Godfather. Any of y'all ever saw that racketeer? The God, put your hand up if you saw it, don't be scared. You saw it? Man, I was in California, they were talking about, I'm a country boy, I hadn't even seen no Godfather. I didn't know what it was. So I told my wife yesterday, you know, we got a big theater in our house. I wanted it on the big screen, I wanted to see The Godfather because God had told me something. And I want to talk to you about the Godfather of holiness this morning. You know in that secular movie, when the Godfather said something, and then he had a statement, I'll give you an offer that you can't refuse. How many, come on, how many of y'all, now, y'all don't get a hold of me now, y'all heard that statement? Y'all know what happened when he gave you the offer you couldn't refuse, right? Huh? Well, he said, God said, he's not the real Godfather. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. That's the real Godfather. And so we who are Christian, we have God and we have a Father. But he's the Godfather of holiness. And so it has to be in, you has to be, oh my goodness, you have to be in the spirit. That's right. To flow with him. That's right. Every one of your problem neck is about to be cut off right now. Because yet the Spirit of God says, it's not so much of knowing who I am. I don't have to be proven. But you need to know who you are. Because I live in you. Woo, my goodness. I don't want no pass up in you this morning. I don't want no pass up in you this morning. The devil whoop us with our pass. The blood be over this house this morning. And nothing in our past can stop us again. You can't listen to me in the past this morning. I'm about to talk in the present. And the glory of God gonna come on your life. Lay aside every weight and the sin that's so easy to beset you this morning. Lay it under the cross this morning. I don't want him talking to you while I'm talking to you. You know, he's not talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're a child of God, right? You got a right to what I say. He's the Godfather of holiness. You walk in holiness and nothing can stop you. That's why the enemy do not want the church to know about holiness. The enemy wants us to know about our weakness and our fault. But there's a grace for that. There's blood for that. There's mercy for that. There's forgiveness for that. Don't let him hold you in your mistakes. Don't let him hold you in your shortcomings. Let your past go. Come here in the present. Come here. Come here in the present. Let me talk to you. Let me minister to you. Leave here free today. Leave here with your father's arm around you. Oh, leave you in the flesh. Leave you in the spirit. The church don't know she can walk in holiness. The Lord has built a highway called holiness. A highway where you say, I want to do it, but I can't do it. Because I know I'm not made up of one being. I got an outside being want to do it, but I got an inside being say I can't do it. I don't have to do it. Consecration. Being set apart. Cometh to you today. I want to do it, but I ain't going to do it. I hear two words. I got to get to my text. Quickening and quitting. You have to be quickened to quit. It is the spirit that quickeneth. What's the next part of that? The flesh what? Profit nothing. Oh my. Dual existence. Dual existence. You got to remember, you're a dual existence. You're always operating in dual existence. Instead of letting the flesh smother the spirit, let the spirit control the flesh. That's it. Look at somebody and tell them, I can do this. Because you're a Christian. He don't want you to know. See, when you start walking the street of holiness or the way of holiness, your blessings start flowing. Your breakthroughs start opening. Gates start opening. Your birthright begin to manifest things that God really wants you to have. God wants you to have this book. Everything he said in there, all the promises of God are how? And amen. In the spirit. Communion, prayer, meditation have no meaning without the spirit. It's just a motion you're going through. All right, sit down. Let's go to work for a few minutes. I better take you to this other one because then you'll know you'll be able to do it. Let's go to the 1 Peter. And then you'll be able to know you'll do it because you're a child of God. You're born of God's spirit. And everything I'm preaching about, you got it in you. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 13, I'm going to read it very slowly and carefully to you this morning because your father loves you and he wants you to know that he's looking for a remnant of people who will let him pour his blessing out upon and that they can live this life here on earth. Not putting off till we get to heaven. Right? Present living. Say present living.
Present living.
I'm not talking about Saturday. I'm talking about right now. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, I remember this morning you ought to meet the Godfather of holiness. Meet the Godfather of holiness. Holiness is God saying, I'm the only God. He's saying in the first commandment, and he's saying, I don't want you to put nobody up beside me. What? He said, I don't want you to put nobody up beside me. Don't care who they think they are. They're out of place when you put them up beside me in your life. I don't want you to put no equal with me. I'm only one God. All them other religion, all the other stuff coming up, all the other ideas coming up, they're not really me. You need to know, I'm the only God. I'm the only God you got. I'm the only real help you got. I'm the only real sustainer you got. I'm the only real victory you got. I'm the only really blessing you got. You better stop looking at that other stuff. That other stuff can't bless you like I bless you. I'm the only one gonna go with you all the way. I'm the only eternal God. All them other gods gonna die. Houses, cars, and land. They're going to fade away, but I'm going to be with you all the way. I'm your only lawyer. I'm your only teacher. Put all the other stuff in its place. I want you to have a special place for me in your mind that nothing else can come in. I want you to have a special place that only I can talk to you there. No commercial, no humanism, no Hollywood, nothing else can get in there. Just me and you. That's a special place I got with you. I'm busy. I'm talking to God now. iPhone, I'm busy. I'm talking to God. I would not take second place of your iPhone. Who got more time in your life? Me or your iPhone? What text is supreme in your life? John chapter 5, verse 6. Or what text? I just throw the scripture out. I don't know what John 5, 6 says, but just I'm trying to equate the text now. Text. You know what I'm talking about. Text. Where you do the most texting at? What text is not going to pass the test? Boy, some of y'all good at it. I see some of these people texting about it. They didn't even look at the thing. Do you know that? What John 5, 4 say? Well, I don't know about that, but that text ever. All right, now read with me now. Because you don't believe, sometimes people don't believe they can be holy because they committed sin. 13th verse, 1 Peter. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope for the end, for the grace that is to be brought upon you at the revelation of what? Revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Christian, that's what it's all about. That's the only thing worse than anything to you. The revelation of Jesus Christ. There's a revelation of him I want you to see. In Romans chapter 8. The revelation I want you to see about him. Revelation, this revelation, you're a Christian, and this morning I'm informing you on behalf of the Father about your ability to be holy. I want you to look at Romans 8:32. On the way of holiness, this will start manifesting. Romans 8:32 gives criteria or insight or revelation on what you should really have happening in your life because of the revelation of Jesus Christ. That you shouldn't just be a church member living below your means. Look at what this verse says. He that spared not his own son, Romans 8:32, but delivered him up for us all, right? Yes. What did he say next? How shall he not with him all things? What all things? Everything he promised. If he gave you Jesus, he'll give you anything. Everything. It's in the spirit where you're blessed. Turn to Ephesians 1:3. I'm kind of off track, but I'm pulling with the Holy Ghost here now. I got to pull with the Holy Ghost here now. Because the Holy Ghost want to explain the place called the way of holiness, you have to walk on that way in the spirit. Yes, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that verse, verse 3. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. You see, blessed be the God and the Father. Look at the tense there, the tense. The tense. Who has blessed us? What did he say?
Yes.
With what?
All
right. When you hear a spiritual blessing, come on, are you listening?
Yes.
When you hear a spiritual blessing, I want you to think about being creative.
Yeah.
I want you to think about creation. See, if he blesses us with all spiritual blessings, he blesses us with the ability to create. Let's create something. Go to Mark 11:23. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say, you're creating. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. He shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall what?
Have
what? What? Have what? Have what? What? You have not been created because you have not known how to walk on the way of holiness. Holiness is heaven manifesting on earth. Holiness is Jesus walking again. Holiness means anything supernatural can happen through you any second. Because you're walking in your creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Holiness. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation that never existed before. He has the ability now to function like God on earth in his body. Wow. Romans 4:17. Now, as the child of the Godfather, I call things that be not as though they were, then they are. When the word holy is spoken, because of your flaws and my flaws, we believe God not talking to us. All he's saying, get out the flesh, come over in the spirit, and see who you really are. I receive. You listening? I'm going to try to read this. Go back to Peter. I'm going to try to read this. That's a $500. Get your head out the way. You cannot walk in holiness out of your head. The devil got a hold of your head. He's lying to you. He don't want you to know who you are. You can't know who you are in your head. You got to know who you are in your heart. Oh, you want me to close? You want that person next to you to slap you? Tell me to close now. Listen. Listen. If you're going to operate in the spirit, you can't hurry holiness. Word called yield. Word called surrender. Word called wait. Waiting. Word called watching. Word called willing to function what I'm talking about, you see. You have to be willing. You have to be watching. You have to know how to wait for instruction on the inside. There's wealth on the inside of you. You hear what I say? All you want, all you need, all you dream about is right there on the inside of you. All right, Lord, I'll mention it. There's something else the Lord wants me to mention that is profound. There's wisdom. Say it, there's wisdom. Godly wisdom. On the inside of me. Ooh, you just open a new world for your life. There's what? There's what on the inside of you? Wisdom. God wisdom. Say it, man. God wisdom is on the inside of me. I can't help you say it. God wisdom. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. I'm through doing stupid stuff. Always let wisdom answer the door when the bell rings. Let wisdom. Ah! Stop letting stupid answer the door. Wisdom say, no, this is wrong, man. Don't go with this. I got something better for you. Amen. Stupid say, I like that. Let's go, let's go. That's your flesh. Yeah. Your flesh is stupid. Yeah. My flesh is stupid. Yeah. My wife's flesh is stupid. Can't she think I don't want to call everybody stupid? Your wisdom is on the inside of you. You cannot walk the street of holiness stupid. You say, are you saying, Pastor, a man of God, are you saying I'm powerful? Yes. Yes. Just said it. Yes. In the spirit. Yes. Receive some. The $500 check. In the spirit. All right, ladies, y'all have mercy on me. But I got to say something. Your makeup is not lying to you, but it's not the real you. And thank God for makeup. Thank God for lipstick, rouge, not some. See, they thought that was holy, not the way it is. She, that's unholy. Where's some? They thought they were wearing long dresses, you know, and no makeup and can't see your legs and all that. Oh, man, we want to see some legs and makeup and everything else. Nothing holy about that. I don't know about you, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Why are people not excited about the church is because we're not there. God damn it, I wish it was here this morning, though. They'll know we know who we are. Let me try to read the scripture. I got to close. Let me try to read this scripture. Y'all who prayed with me morning, you see what I told you? Huh? Y'all who was here on time for prayer, y'all see what happening there now? Y'all see, y'all feel it? You see what's going on? Huh? Go back to Peter because I got to get to Isaiah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Well, if you don't feel him, just say, I feel him. I feel the Holy Ghost. Maybe he might come to you and say, say it again. I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of y'all scared to say it. I'm watching y'all live. Say it. He ain't going to bite you. Say, I feel the Holy Ghost. He ain't going to hurt you. Say it. I feel the Holy Ghost.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Helping me.
Up in here.
This morning.
I need the Holy Ghost.
To help me up in here.
This morning.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to bring anointing on you right now. I'm going to say something. Anointing you haven't felt in a long time. But you're going to feel it now. The Holy Ghost loved me.
The Holy Ghost
loved me. That's powerful, man. Say it again. The Holy Ghost,
loved me.
And I love the Holy Ghost.
I love the Holy Ghost.
Jesus loved me.
And I love Jesus.
God the Father loved me.
And I love God the Father.
Now the Lord wants me to speak this word to somebody. Take it. It's going to change your life. Here's what he told me. Tell you, you're not failing. May it look like it, but it's only temporary. He spoke that for somebody in here. You're not failing. It may look like it, but it's only temporary. And here's what he said. Keep on listening. Your life is in transitioning right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not failing. You will not be a failure. Your life is transitioning right now. You're living in temporary moments. Keep on listening. You thought you wasn't going to make it. You came here being locked in the same position for years. But today, something got a hold of you and about to change that situation. Now, all y'all going to shout now, but I'm going to have to say it because the Lord told me to say it. You will not have to live on the same financial level no more. Receive that. That's the Holy Ghost. Your financial level just changed by a fresh anointing. You know, that's on the highway of holiness, you know. You know that, right? You know welders on the highway of holiness, right? You know everything God promised on the highway of holiness. Everybody can't walk on it. Oh, I better say it. Psalm 139. Got to do something here. Verse 23. Search me, O God. Ooh. Search me, Lord Jesus. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. Next verse. See. If there be any way, wicked way in me, lead me. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Lead me in the way everlasting. Somebody help me. Y'all do this with me. I'm ready to take wings and fly out of this situation. Glory to God. Glory to God. The enemy has been holding me down too long. It's time for me to make another step. I heard in the word, the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord, and he is delighted in all his ways. The psalmist wrote, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you, God Almighty, the desire of your heart. Therefore, I say unto you, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Hallelujah. Let me get back to my lesson now. Sit down. All right, I got to close. Get up and high-five somebody and tell them you're better off now. You're better off now. Listen, high-five somebody else, the same person, and tell them you better not let it go. Listen, I want you to high-five somebody else and tell them, you cannot be wasting the apostle's life. Online for you every day. This real stuff. You got to live this. It belongs to you. Don't care what nobody else say. This the last word. Come here, Gino, you and that young lady. I'm going to lay a hand on you. I like that young lady. She real. I ain't even talked to her. Never talked to her. And the business is going to be prosperous. You follow orders. Very easy to become a millionaire. I got to make 24. You one of them. You understand? But you got to be under this grace. You make sure you be under this grace. Your business is about to come off the hook. You got it in you. What's your first name?
Sheena.
Gina?
Sheena.
Sheena, yeah. When you am to do something, you can't have any woman on your side. You got to have a woman going to honor you, going to back you up. She know your flaws, but still love you. I'm laying hand on y'all for increase. Yeah. Gene clapping right now, partner. Sit down. They're all right. Sit down. Let me finish. I want them seats reserved beside his mom for him and that young lady. So I want him sitting close to his mom every time he come. Take a dad's seat. That's what I like about Jeremiah. Jeremiah, take care of Wilma. Yeah, he sit right by his side, you know. I make sure he got a seat right beside Wilma. But I want him to take care of him. Oh, I'm going to do what the Spirit of God tell me to do. I'm not concerned about what people think. Hallelujah. I didn't get you to listen to people. A lot of people helped me, you know. I got a lot of people around me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm closing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.